Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Monday, the 26th of August at 6:30. Coming up in today's show, we'll be talking to the founder of Kerrigan Butchers, and we'll be looking at Telegram messaging service and what semiconductor chip makers are up to, and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Ken Fox in the Irish Independent reports that more than €10 million worth of generator engines meant to tackle the state's electricity supply shortage have been stranded in Dublin Port for over a year as they are too heavy to transport on the M50 toll bridge. The machines are shipped to were shipped to Ireland last year by the German manufacturer Mann Energy Solutions to be brought to two industrial estates in Dublin. However, after the 11 engines arrived in Dublin Port, it was discovered that they were too hefty to transport across the M50, weighing at 275% more than the design load for the Westlink Bridge. The engines were imported at a time of growing concern over the national grid and its ability to provide enough power at peak times and in the winter. In June last year, M50 Concession Limited, which runs the motorway, said it had serious concerns at the use of the road for transporting the enormous, abnormal, indivisible loads. Laura Roddy in the Sunday Times reports that the UK electricity regulator is questioning the viability of two interconnectors between Britain and Ireland after research said that the projects would cost the UK consumer £2.2 billion over 25 years. The power links will cost €1.6 billion to build and are owned by a London private equity firm. Maris Connect is a 750 megawatt project that would power half a million homes for a year. Its subsea cable would run between Dublin and North Wales. Pat O'Doherty, the former chief executive of ESB, is chairman of the company, which is owned by the publicly listed Foresight Group. It plans to raise €860 million for construction of the interconnector. Meanwhile, Lear IC's proposed project for a 700 megawatt cable between Northern Ireland and Kilmarnock in Scotland is also in question. The Ofgem power paper said its position is to reject a connection for both projects based upon the negative total welfare impact for Great Britain. The forecast suggests Ireland will not decarbonise as quickly as the UK, which will lead to more demand on the UK energy system and increased prices for citizens. The Ofgem document said wider benefits, including a security of supply, are modest and do not justify approving the project. The Daily Telegraph reports that Russian authorities have seized more than $100 million from Google to fund propaganda supporting Vladimir Putin's war in Ukraine, court documents show. US filings have revealed that bailiffs took the funds from the tech giant's Russian bank accounts in 2022, tipping its unit in the country into bankruptcy. According to documents, bankruptcy managers handed the funds to Russian TV channels, including the state-owned RT and Tsargrad, a propaganda service that pledged to use the funds to support the Kremlin's war in Ukraine. Google's Russian entity declared bankruptcy in 2022, saying the Kremlin had seized funds, but it was unclear how much had been taken.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.